Hey guys, it's Wednesday. John 12 is our chapter today we're looking at today, and I want to talk to you specifically about verses 23 to 36. And Jesus has people come to him, they want to talk to him, and there is so much. I want to encourage you to put a little time into this today. There's a lot I won't cover in this, but I want to first read this to you. And then I just have something that really struck me today as I read this. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." You know, I love that part because Jesus is saying that unless he dies, then the impact will be just for then. It won't be for eternity. It says then, verse 25, "The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then something really cool happens here. "Then a voice came from heaven." This is the third time I can think of Jesus' baptism, and then the transfiguration. And then here, "A voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again," referring to God and Jesus hanging on the cross and the beauty in the pain that comes from that. The crowd that was there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. This has always been really interesting to me, is why did some people hear it like it was an angel speaking, like an actual human voice and or angelic voice, and others heard it just as a sound like thunder. I don't know if that had something to do with their ability or where they were at in their relationship with God, what they were able to understand. I don't know. That's just cool though to me. Verse 30, Jesus said, "This was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But when I am lifted up from the earth," he's referring to his crucifixion, "will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you." You see, all these people would end up abandoning Jesus, wouldn't they? "The man who walks in the dark does not know where he's going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Now I want to go back with you for just a minute to verse 27. Jesus says, "Now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." You know, Jesus says something so important here, that when we are in difficult times and our hearts are troubled, it's okay for us to ask God to deliver us from the trouble. But look what Jesus's priority was in his time of trouble. He asked God to be glorified. I want to encourage you as you walk through your week, the rest of this week, as you come across trials, maybe those trials that you've dealt with for a long time, you just don't know if they'll ever get better. What if there's that question again? What if we began to pray, "God, I want you to be glorified during this. You know what I want. You know what I desire. You know what I think I need. But God, be glorified." Let's focus on that as we pray going throughout this week.